Hello, and welcome back to Saffron Honey Chai. Now, I'm not exactly excited to talk about the topic of the day, but I do fear it needs to be said. I know in every generation, we complain about the previous generation and the foolish things that they do. We say, wow, that's so dumb. Why would they do that? But we forget that the actions and the way the prior generation brings up the current and future generations does in fact have an impact on the complained upon generation's attitude. Now, I know that might be hard to absorb. What do you mean it's potentially our fault? And I'm including myself in this. It's definitely our fault. The way a lot of, Gen Z / Gen Alpha children are acting right now. First and foremost, Gen Z, our iPad babies, yeah, that's our fault. We put them in front of iPads for all these years. Like, yeah, it's going to be good for their development. They're going to be tech natives. It's going to be great. They're so smart. She knows how to download her own apps. Until she cleans you out when she buys all the points in Candy Crush with money, because you didn't explain to her what money was when you gave her a $1,000 piece of equipment to carry around with her every day because she talked too much. Sucks to suck. And this is a very common thing that I'm hearing, that, oh, you know, we're so frustrated because they don't know how to act. But how can they know how to act when they grew up on an iPad? Of course, they don't know how to socialize with each other or with us, because the key part of socialization they missed out on. Now, for some of them, it's no one's fault. Some of them were COVID babies. And for their key social development era, they were at home with us, trapped for 2 years. And it was either being trapped or catching a deadly disease and then dying. But we've all kind of overlooked the deadly disease aspect of that. And I'm like, well, the club is open. So diminishing returns on that one. But the fact still remains, there are little concessions I can make in this. But when we completely lock them out of regular social life and then refuse to socialize them, it seems a little bit stupid beyond belief to blame them entirely on their behavior, when not only are their little brains not even fully developed yet, and yes, that includes you, 17-year-old, your little brain is not fully developed yet. I'm so sorry. Cry very hard in my comments. I look forward to the engagement. But also, they're not getting the skills that we would get from socialization. And let me break this down for y'all. So if someone wants to be, or you want someone to be well socialized, you have to socialize them. You have to bring them to play dates. You have to have places for them to go out in the world where they can interact with each other. Right now, most students, because typically we're very upset with high schoolers because, wow, they're so rude and disrespectful, blah, blah, blah. They are. I'm not gonna hold you. They are. But they're not getting the opportunity to learn the basic things, because all day long, they're on a computer. They're scrolling through social media where people are doing what? The most outrageous, ridiculous things possible. Oh my God, that clapback was amazing. Oh my God, the revenge was so satisfying. And then we're surprised when they act with malicious intent consistently, when that's the most highly ranked content, because we're like, oh yeah, that was really good. I'm so excited about it. Yeah, like, of course that's going to be the case. We basically have trained them to behave in that manner by allowing them this unrestricted access to that kind of content. And then beyond that, there's no place for them to just be in the world. Now, granted, I won't lie. The slick mouth of some of these Gen Z and Gen Alpha kids, man, it makes me pray for more patience, because, wow, why are you talking like that? But they're not getting these key moments that we used to get. Now, when I was coming up, I would spend a lot of time in the library, the mall, or just any place where I could sit for a long time and hang out. For me, that was Barnes & Noble's. Back when it was still cool, there might be like 18 cool Barnes & Noble's still out there in the world. Sometimes Borders. Rest in peace, Borders. But I would hang out there. I would get my book. I would go with my friends. And we would sit in that manga section or sit in the cafe area and we would read. And it wouldn't cost us that much. It would be like, what, $5, $6, even if we got a coffee or like a little treat. $5, $6 to sit there for hours, read books for free, hang out, do whatever. And that was good for me because every day I would learn how to interact with the barista. Every day I would learn how to interact with the cashier. I would learn how to say, oh, excuse me, because these are things we had to practice. Now, of course, you learn these in elementary school, kindergarten, preschool, what have you. But you have to actually put them into practice for them to be useful. So I would learn how to do that. Oh, excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry. Da, da, da. Oh, do you know where XYZ is? Oh, can you help me do this? And through that, I would have the ability to do certain things. My mom would sometimes send me to do very small errands when I was younger. Oh, go in there and do that. Oh, excuse me. My mom wanted me to do this. How do I? Da, da, da. Where can I find? Da, da, da. And then lo and behold, you wouldn't believe it. I got the skills. So now as an adult, I can say, well, I know how to go into this place and do these things. But if you ban all people under the age of 18 from entering a mall without adult supervision, you're stunting their social development. So now, right now, we have the world's most annoying and terrible generation, you know, allegedly, of 14 to 26 year olds. And it's only going to get worse because they're not allowed to go out in places and do things that they're supposed to do to learn. They're going to be horrible and insufferable because we're not doing anything to make them not that way. They're awkward and they stare and they don't know how to talk to people because they don't have any practice talking to people outside of a TikTok comment section. And that's our doing. They don't have the skills. They're not getting the opportunity to do it. Because they're stuck inside on social media or just in school, the time where they're supposed to get the most socialization, where they're supposed to be doing all day. They're not supposed to be working, you know, together too much. Maybe during their little group work, they can work together, but they're not actually getting any socialization into that. They're just learning how to complete tasks together so that we can get good test scores off of them. And wouldn't that be nice to get good test scores off of them? However, 40-minute lunch period is simply not enough to give them the level of social skills that they're going to need for the real world. Now, I know that more and more schools are sort of doing away with recess. And in high school, even me, I didn't have recess. I had lunch, and that lunch was 33 minutes. And, you know, God bless you if the line was long, but I had my little 33-minute lunch, and I had to eat and figure out how to socialize in that time. So a lot of times I would just get a Snapple and a bag of pretzels and I would sit there and I would spend that time chatting and hang out with my friends. Now you might say, oh, but there's after school, you know, and it's the parents' job. I mean, yeah, it's the parents' job, but the parents already have three jobs because parenting is in itself a 24-hour full-time job. And then furthermore, they have to have a job and then another job to help them pay rent and basic expenses because the rent is so high. The rent is so high for the same, like, crappy spot, and it goes up every year. You didn't materially improve the circumstances. Why is the rent going up by $500 the next year? What, so you can have another second home? No, not on my watch. So the parents are overworked. They can't really get the time to spend time with their kids and teach them the key things they're supposed to learn. And everyone's so annoyed with them. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, well, it's because we're not beating kids. They're definitely beating the kids. I'm sure that's the one thing they're getting to do, a lot of these people. We're definitely still getting to beat the kids. I don't think you guys are like, you guys didn't lose that. No one's not beating kids. It hasn't dropped by that much. People are still definitely beating their kids. And, you know, pretty roughly too. But, you know, if people are still doing corporal punishment, but just like secretively, obviously you can't do it outside in public anymore because instant ACS case. But if they're still beating their kids and we're not seeing any positive benefits from that, I think it stands to reason that beatings are not sufficient when what has to happen is parenting and, barring that, actual community work of child rearing. And even us, as strangers to many of these children, we have to take our opportunities to keep them in line when they act up, but we have to have them be amongst us. So many malls completely banning them. Grocery stores banning them. A grocery store banning children is insane. A 10-15 minute errand that would teach them a lot of valuable life skills is now completely locked away from them. And now what? What are they going to do? Oh, well, I guess I'll just DoorDash it, or I'll wait or have my mom do it instead, even though she asked me to do it. Wonder of wonders. And then we're like, oh, and they're doing all this like dangerous stuff online. And my generation, we had the Cinnamon Challenge. After that, there was the Tide Pod Challenge. And now we're having this like subway surfing situation. And I know everyone wants to blame the game Subway Surfers, but people have always done dangerous things. People were subway surfing when I was a kid, but it's much more prevalent now because it's a fun way for kids to actually go out and do something exciting and feel like they're actually making a mark on this world. We completely lock them out of so many things under the guise of like, oh, it's just, well, it's not even worth the hassle of it. And now we're surprised when every week we're learning a different child died. Yeah, they died. Because they're bored. They're bored with life. They have no way of engaging with the world in a way that feels meaningful unless it feels dangerous or scary and exciting for them. There's nothing. There's nothing for them to do, it feels like. Because school, that's to get someone else paid, basically. When you go to school and you do well and you pass those tests, that gets your teacher a little more sometimes. That gets the principal a little more, definitely. And that gets the district a little more. But you're in there, have to be up by like, what, 6 a.m. sometimes? And you're there for 8 business hours, 8 United States business hours. And you're not even allowed to talk except for 40 minutes. Even prisoners have more yard time than that. Come on, man. And now we're shocked. We're stunned. Oh, my God, they're doing such dumb things. Yeah, because we've always done dumb things. It's just now they're filming and sharing the dumb things and encouraging other people to do the dumb things because this is their moment of social connection. They're doing these scary, dumb, dangerous things literally just for social connection. It's like when kids join gangs because they don't have a good home life. They're doing it because there's a noticeable lack in their lives and they're trying to fill that void with something, some excitement, some peace, some joy. And of course, I don't get that. I've never been that kind of person. Would I skydive? Maybe. Would I lay underneath a New York City train? Based on the rats alone, absolutely not. Not even once. I've seen how dirty those tracks are. That alone would keep me from that. But when you're a kid, you're not that worried about that kind of stuff. You're not worried about dirt if you're not worried about potentially getting crushed to death. It's just not going to enter into your mind. It's not going to happen. Especially when you see so many people, they do it, they have fun. And then they're looking up to people in the urban explorer community because it's like, wow, I can finally feel like I'm really a part of something because they're not really a part of anything. Like, of course, there's sports teams, but you have to pay a lot of money to join sports teams. You have to pay for the equipment. You have to pay to go to meets. You have to pay for all these different fees. A lot of students aren't going to want to do that. Oh, but there's scholarships. Yeah, but not every parent is going to have the energy and resources to do that. We've always seen that happen. There's so many things that are keeping the students and the children away from doing things that would healthily enrich them. And sometimes, I won't lie, the parents just don't give a damn. Sometimes the parents don't give a damn. Sometimes the teachers don't give a damn. They're just trying to get through the day. And then if a kid is surrounded by people who don't give a damn, it's why not? And there's even the times where they're just doing it to follow along with their friends. Because in that 40 minutes, they can make friends. Someone passes them an eraser in class and they're like, wow, this person's actually kind of nice. Maybe I will lay down under a train with them. And then they go out and do it. And now we're shocked that we're experiencing tragedies, you know? I do think there are ways to recover from this. I do think there are ways to manage this. I just know that no one wants to put in the money to do it. I know that no one wants to make the school day start later so that kids can get more rest, so they can do more, you know, normal things, because that would interfere with parents getting to work. And I know that no one's going to add an extra 40 minutes to their little break so they can actually go outside and do stuff, because a lot of high schools, unless it's like a real proper high school, that has a yard and everything, they're not going to waste money to figure out a yard space for them. And an extra 40 minutes, that's just time for them to loiter somewhere. They have no third places. They have no social skills. All they have is the internet and each other. And even then, they're not very good with each other. They're not. I've read the way they talk to each other, some of them. And it really comes from us, not just us as individuals, but rather us as a society, and the way we've just kind of passively let things go, where we could have been much more forceful and resistant upon it. We could have said, no, I want these kids to have stuff to do. I want them to be a little more involved with the world, with life, da da da. We could have really protested more harshly when the kids got banned from malls. Walking around a mall, I don't know, I feel like that's a teenage rite of passage. Every time in my youth, whenever I had a spare moment or whenever I was waiting for my Long Island Railroad train, I would go right into the Atlantic Terminal Mall. I would scurry around in there. Look at the stuff in Target. And when I had some disposable income, I would buy stuff in Target, buy stuff for that Bath and Body Works, check out the different stores, go down to Guitar Center. Maybe I'll get a guitar one day. I'm not getting a damn guitar. But maybe. Who knows? But these are nice, fun little things that I and people in my generation had the time to do. And even slightly past my generation, we were able to do these things. And they don't have this. But then you have the know-how to break into restricted areas. They know how to do certain things. But if a cop or a security guard is going to stop you from even entering the mall from every possible entrance there could ever be, by the way, even if you're trying to do it as a shortcut to get to your train, there's basically nothing they can do about that. But they can break into an overpass. They can walk on top of a bridge. They can get away with that. Is it a crime? Yeah, of course. But it's a crime with a limited bar of entry. And of course, the MTA, they're working very hard to mitigate that. But at the end of the day, the MTA can't really stop a greater social issue. They're not subway surfing just because, oh man, this is my deep passion in life to do that. Some of them, yeah, probably it is. And where it really is their true deep passion, they're just thrill seekers. Every generation has those. That's life. But the rest of them who are just getting sucked into the crowd, they're getting sucked in because that's all they got. And we have to make it very clear that, no, in fact, that's not all you have. There are other places for you to be. There are other things for you to do. But even now, if I look it up, and I looked it up in preparation for this, so I wouldn't have a bunch of people in the comments be like, well, they can do this, they can do that, they can do that. There's basically nothing left that's free for kids to do at all. Like, truly free for them to do. Like, oh, they can hang out in the park. No one wants to hang out in the park unless they're playing a basketball game or a dedicated game. In winter, no one wants to hang out in the park for 4 hours after school. That's simply not going to happen. That's not a desire. People don't want that. And we all know people don't want that because you don't go hang out in the park for 3 hours. If you're hanging out in the park for 3 hours, you're doing a run, you're playing a game, you're doing something. You're not just like, yeah, I'm going to socialize out here. They want to sit in a damn coffee shop. They want to hang out. They want to sit in a restaurant and eat. They want to do fun child things that they're supposed to be able to do. But for a variety of reasons, mainly being that it's just too inconvenient to deal with them, now they're dying. They're dying for our inconvenience. And I don't think that's acceptable. I think that we have to make it easier for them to exist in the world. They deserve to figure out how to not be rude. And you learn that by being corrected. Now, of course, if it's 10 kids in one store and they're all moving and doing this and that and they're being very annoying and rude, yeah, I get it. That's hard. But there'll be situations where it's just one or two. And those are very easy to manage. Hey, you can act like that. You're a young adult, a young person growing in this world, and you should respect yourself more than acting like that. And you'd be surprised how much more receptive they are to that. And these kids, they're literally going to be the leaders of tomorrow. It's actually a life or death matter, not just for them, but for us, for them to get everything together. And we have to help them do that. And that's not going to work by just focusing so hard on convenience. They're not an ad that we can pay a premium to get rid of. They are our future, and we have to start acting like that instead of being shocked and reactive when they do what children have always done, which is dumb shit. That's it. Now, is there a simple solution to this? No, of course not. There's no simple solution to anything. Everything in life that's worth fixing or worth doing well is difficult. We just have to be willing to put in the time and effort and work together to make it a future worth living. Because we're all going to die one day. And these kids are going to be the ones raising the next generation. And right now, I'm not feeling too good about that. And I'm not feeling too good about old folks and their care in the future. They're going to remember that we didn't let them do shit. They're going to remember that, certainly. And they're not going to be happy about it. So, with that in mind, we all need to start brainstorming some stuff real quick, sharp, sharp, or else we're going to have quite the storm to get into. And genuinely, I do feel so much sympathy and empathy for the children and their families and their community that have lost many of these children and that are going to continue to lose these children. Loss is hard at any age. And it is our greater societal loss because this will keep happening. They will. I wish I had like an easy bomb to put on this. But instead, I'll just say, let's be there for them. Let's be there for them and let's be dedicated to helping them. Let's be dedicated to doing what we should be doing as adults and looking out for the kids in our community. Oh, that's not my child. Okay, Anne. That's a child. That's somebody's child. And if their parent isn't doing what they're supposed to be doing, sometimes we have to step in. Not necessarily materially, but socially. We do have to step in. We do have to come in to the picture and say, hey, there's limits to what I can do for you by the law, but you're going to kill yourself if you keep playing around like this. We have to give them other outlets. We have to give them things to look forward to. And I know you all have value in this life. Every one of my fellow adults watching this, and even the kids who might be watching this, you have value. You matter. You're important. And I say this in a sort of blasé way because I feel like it should be a foregone conclusion. But everyone, if they actually took a moment to understand their value in this world, they would be able to come up with a way where they can make their community safer and easier, especially the ones that are not working 3 or 4 jobs. It's really up to us now. And this week, I really want to challenge everyone, really challenge them to focus on what we can do, not what we can't do, not what's annoying, not what's inconvenient, but what's necessary. And with that, I thank you for taking the time to watch. And I graciously and joyfully invite you to being there for a child in your life, even if it's just someone who you sit on the bus with. Look out for them. Make sure they're okay. You don't have to talk to them. You don't have to be weird. Just look out for them. Because we're all we have in the end. And with that, I'll see you guys next week.